Hi, this is Mike, co-host of Realistic Sustainability, the podcast, which you probably already know, but I'm also the author of A Beginner's Guide to Greening Your Life. That was the book that led to our Facebook page, our Facebook group, and, well, even this show. It offers tips on promoting your positive footprint while decreasing your carbon footprint. So if you want to read what started all of this, get A Beginner's Guide to Greening Your Life, available on Amazon, eBay, Etsy, or just visit greeningyourlife.org for more information. Thank you for joining the sustainable movement and promoting a greener future. Hi, and welcome back to Realistic Sustainability's Educational Shorts. This week was pretty interesting. It seemed like the more I researched it, the more interesting it became. I had heard on social media that Bill Gates, of course Bill Gates, was planning on blocking the sun to create cooling to help thwart climate change. Well, you know me, the first thing I'm thinking of is, man, rich people will go so far to stop climate change, except to, you know, recycle or use less energy. I expected to look it up and find out this big, elaborate thing to help curb climate change, and it really turned out totally different. But it took me a long time to find the information, because when Bill Gates is part of it, you have to weed through piles and piles and piles of conspiracy theories. And this time was no different. When I Googled it, Twitter was a buzz of Bill Gates blocking the sun. The conspiracy theories really had no end. Some of my favorites were people tweeting that Bill Gates is going to block the sun because he holds patents on all these different kinds of crops, and so that he'll block the sun, kill all the crops, he'll be the only one with food. This is one of the richest men on the planet who spends a massive amount, numbers in the billions, on just helping people. So I always find it weird that he's become the target of almost every conspiracy theory, but again, I had to weed through it. People looking at crop losses and global winters and all these different things. I had to figure out what in the heck was the reality of this. And confusion really wasn't limited to conspiracy buffs. Actual media coverage, which I know we don't always have the most confidence in these days, but even they were confused. Daily Mail reported in 2019 that Gates wanted to spray millions of tons of dust into the stratosphere to help curb global warming. Nature, of all places, in 2018, said that the concept in a broad sense is designed to spray particles into the stratosphere that will help cool a planet by refracting some of the sun's rays. They both reported this as if it was a plan and it was gonna get done. But I decided to stop looking at this stuff and look at the project itself. It's called Scope X. It's got its capitals and lowers in different places for different reasons, but it really just, let's just use Scope X. And it's a simulation. It's honestly a software simulation. What they were trying to do was take different materials and build a simulation of a planet so they could see how it would change the planet. Less for Earth, more for Mars. Again, if you can amplify heat on Mars, it changes that planet quite a bit. Or reduce the heat here. But these are all computer models. There's no plans to send up all, you know, millions of tons of material. It's just an attempt to see what different materials will do in reacting to sun rays. Although it can be used to reduce global temperatures, it's not necessarily what it's for. They're also looking at the warming of Mars. I already said that. So what is Gates doing? How is he a part of this program? What is his portion of Scope X? He finances it. Like usual, the more you look at it, he's just one of several financiers that are helping this company do their work. He pretty much just gives them money. So, and the bottom line is that terraforming, or I think they were calling it geoimaging, because it's mostly software, is really designed to see, can we change how a planet functions through different materials in the atmosphere? The real goal is to build workable software models, not actually put them up there yet. They're far, far, far away from geoengineering another planet. and even sending that much material up there. They're not trying to necessarily block the sun, just like almost every news article said. And was what got my attention. Because I'll tell you, I'm already irritated with the Elon Musk offering $1 million for the best carbon capture technology. It's already under my skin that millionaires and billionaires are looking for shortcuts when we know in sustainability what we need to do. We need to live within the means of the planet. So when I saw a headline that says, "Let's block the sun to stop climate change," you knew I was going to take a look. But it turned out far from that. It's really just a very, very large science experiment done through software. So the fear factory started up again. Bill Gates, global destruction, all the normal things, when it really was just some research and a far-fetched possibility. What I wanted to make sure everybody remembers is we don't need to engineer ourselves out of a mess. That's coming from an engineer. I'm an engineer. I like engineering things. But we know how to get out of this mess. We know what we need to do. We need to reduce consumption. We need to increase efficiencies. And we need to not damage the planet. Biomimicry, things that can work within the scope of where we live. This is not a challenge. This is not difficult. We are fully capable of doing it. And I gotta tell you, the business guys will still make their money, I promise. So that's all I had for this week. I just wanted to talk about this ScopeX project so that if anybody's thinking that there's a super rich guy trying to block the sun to cool the planet, it's not necessarily 100% what's going on. I appreciate you listening. If you get an opportunity, share this or any other podcast with a friend or share it on social media. If you don't want to do either of those things, that's cool. Do me a favor, leave us a review. Appreciate you listening, and we'll see you next week.
If you have the desire to be sustainable but are unsure of what can go in the recycling bin, or you're constantly forgetting the reusable grocery bags, check out Starting Sustainability, the podcast. Don't be frustrated or confused anymore. Starting Sustainability was created to help those beginning their sustainable journey. Each week, we give ideas on simple concepts you can easily incorporate into your current lifestyle. We also share stories of what works and what doesn't, so you don't have to waste your time and money. Check out Starting Sustainability, available everywhere you listen to podcasts.